Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Liz.
Yes. Hi.
Liz, this is Patty. Thank you for participating in this interview. We really appreciate your input. It's very valuable to the project we're doing, and I just want to thank you for doing that. How is fall progressing in West Virginia?
This weather has been crazy, hot and cold, up and down. And I changed jobs this year. I'm not teaching college. I am teaching at a small private high school.
Oh, my. That's going to be very different.
It is very different. It's lovely so far. I was getting kind of burnt out.
yeah. we're just starting into fall here in Indiana, but I always enjoy fall, mostly because that's when the students come back to campus. And
I never know what time zone anywhere in Indiana is.
it's
so confusing to me.
You know, we don't know where the time zones are in Indiana either.
So I just, New York or Chicago, that's
right.
All.
You're on New York, but not every place in Indiana is.
Mm-hmm. And some of them change.
Yeah.
That's the thing that amazes me. Some of the places are with Chicago part of the time and with New York part of the time.
It's crazy. It's just nuts. We're going to be talking today about using elements of fun in statistics courses. And I have a series of questions. Some of them may seem repetitive. We may have discussed some topics already, and then we'll come back to them with another question sometimes. So just bear with me, and we'll get this done. It's probably going to take about 30 minutes. So I don't want to take a big chunk of your day.
No problem. I ate first.
Okay. All right. All right. What I'd like you to start with is a brief description of your typical students.
So historically or my students right now?
Do you currently teach statistics at the private high school?
Yes.
Okay, so you do have current – let's talk about your current students.
Okay. I have high school girls that are together in one room. There are six of them, and they range from ninth graders to 12th graders.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's very unusual. And their math abilities vary greatly. Their motivation varies greatly. But overall, they are, I would say, have good student behaviors.
Okay. Is this an AP class or is this a probability and statistics?
It's not an AP class.
Okay.
Because we've got the ninth graders with us, I didn't think we could do the algebra 2 that you need or things
right.
to do the AP.
Yeah. Okay. Now, of the fun elements that you have used, I'd like you to describe them. The things we have listed are poems and songs, cartoons, games, jokes, humor, other things. Could you tell me what you've used?
So far this year, they've actually had an assignment to make a humorous cartoon.
Okay.
So that's the first one that comes to mind. We do use a lot of jokes, bad puns, and they are working on a play about a simulation.
They're writing a play?
A short little one. We did the statistics in action, I'm pretty sure, the discrimination one, where the average age of the laid-off people was 58, and here's all the different people, and you do simulations to see, you know, does this look like it's really discrimination? And you find that it's very fairly rare, like less than 5% chance that you would have an age that high. So then, you know, they can talk about that. So they're redoing the scenario where they're going to have a different characteristic, not age, and a different setting. And then they're going to have a play where they've got the person who thinks they're discriminated against, the person who says it's not, the statisticians who are going to do a simulation. So I would call that fun.
So creative. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you can see why I'm really excited. We're getting to do all sorts of things.
Oh, how fun. Okay. I just love fun things and statistics, so that's, this is fun for me to do the interviews. Okay, I'm on to the next page. All right, this is a question that may not completely apply to you, but let's just see what we can do with it. Of the things that you've used, in what settings have you used them? This is in your class. Is the class generally lecture, or is it generally discussion?
It's not a lecture class at all. It's activity based.
All right, activity.
Maybe I can describe it a little bit. Every day they get an agenda, mm-hmm. and the agenda will have their new vocabulary words on it. They have a vocabulary journal that they're responsible for, and a list of a couple activities we're going to do, and some, you know, last class, the activities were talk about the quiz, mm-hmm. was the first one. The second one was dinos versus horses, and I can't think what the third one was. I forget what the third one was. I don't remember what it was today, but... and then action items, which is their homework.
Okay.
So even though it's a high school class, I do expect them to spend more time outside of class than in class doing their work. Which is nice.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, your students are taking this class. Is this a required class for them, or is this an elective?
It's the only math that's offered this semester.
Okay.
So it's basically a required class.
Okay.
But they don't need 4 years of math in West Virginia. So
okay.
They could opt out of this year, but nobody is.
Okay. And this is done in class versus outside mm-hmm. of class.
So like the comics, we've had some comics we did in class that we looked at together. But then they also, in their out-of-class time, had to create their own
okay.
comic illustrating a sampling vocabulary
okay.
Of their choice.
Do you find any of the individual types of items, jokes, comics, etc., work better in some settings versus others?
The smaller the group... I think the better it tends to work because then you can follow up with it a little more. My past experience was with bigger groups. When you used mm-hmm. a joke, they often remember the joke, but then would forget the content underneath it, or you couldn't. You know. So this everything works really well because we can explore things and find the humor and the fun in things. Sort of a hard one to answer, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. So how often do you use these fun elements?
Every class.
Daily, every class. Okay.
Mhm.
So they come to expect something at least mildly entertaining every day.
Yeah, although sometimes they have to generate the entertainment.
Sure. And how much class time as a proportion do you think is spent with these kinds of things, these kinds of activities?
A fair bit, maybe a quarter of the time.
Okay. And you meet your students every day?
3 days a week.
3 days a week. Are they 50-minute hours? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have some study hall time and other things
mm-hmm.
At school, but...
Okay. When during the class period do you introduce these activities with the fun elements in them?
Throughout. Sometimes it's the first thing we do.
Okay.
It's sort of an eye catcher. Sometimes it's actually in the summing up activities.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we have an opportunity for spontaneous fun, we try to take it. And the thing I found really interesting is how quickly my students are generating statistics jokes. which I never would have thought. But, for example, last class, yesterday, we were doing dinos versus horses, and I bought these cheap dollar fact books, about one about horses, one about dinos, and we were using them for our data.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making some histograms about, in this case, it was the weight of horses.
Mm-hmm.
And we had all sorts of lovely, ugly data things come up. Sometimes they gave an average. Sometimes they gave a range, you know. And you're like, huh, look at how many have an average of 1,000 pounds. I wonder, you know, how good an average is that? And it was clearly an estimated one. There was one horse that it listed 660 pounds. It didn't say average. It just said 660 pounds. And one of my ninth graders says, yes, every horse of this breed is exactly 660 pounds. Because this is not the average. This is the exact one, you know, and that's what it said in the book. And I thought that was very sophisticated and very funny. And, you know, so I guess that has been, we have way too much fun.
Oh, no, 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 no. I object to that.
Well, if they found out how much fun I was having, they might not want to pay me.
I understand that. I understand that. All right. Each of these things that you've chosen to use, jokes, humor, cartoons, and so forth, why did you choose them?
I fundamentally believe in active learning and student-centered learning.
Mm-hmm.
And while they don't mind spending some of their time doing simple tasks or drill and practice or things like that, no one is going to want to do something if it's never fun. So I just sort of feel that making the classroom and the statistical activities enjoyable is the whole goal.
Okay. So for all of the different varieties of things that you use, they all have the same motivation?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to do statistics and think like statisticians. And really, statisticians are a tremendously funny group of people.
Oh, yes, they are. Okay. Have you found some of these elements to be more effective than others?
Well, we're early in this year with this group. The one thing I found is when it's things they generate, it stays with them more.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter which thing it is, whether it's the cartoon they draw versus the cartoon they read,
mm-hmm.
or if it's the joke they make up or the song they make up versus the song I make up.
Your students are somewhat varied. I mean, they're all girls, but they're somewhat varied. Some are younger, some are older. Do you
mm-hmm.
find that some of the fun elements work better for one subgroup versus another, the younger girls versus the older girls?
No, so far.
Okay.
The two oldest girls are not surprisingly the most mature and the most willing to do something boring. And they don't need the humor as often, I guess, to stay motivated, but they certainly enjoy it. The youngest two are the ones that very quickly I could see being intimidated by the material.
Okay.
And so humor also sort of is relaxing, too. I mean, essentially, I'm trying to do a one-semester intro non-calculus-based stats class
mm-hmm.
at the college level with them, but I get approximately twice as much time to see them as I would with the college students.
Yeah, so you can do more than I can do.
Yeah, so I get lots of time with them. And that makes a difference. I mean, I have 20 weeks with them, three times a week.
I'm happy for you. okay. Let's see. How did, maybe we've already covered this, but how did your students respond to each of these things that you've tried? You said earlier that they were making up their own, which I think is a tremendous response. Did they find them interesting? Did they find them quirky and strange? Did they find them boring?
I don't think they found them boring. The school itself was a little quirky and strange.
Okay.
So this is sort of naturally fits in with the culture of the school. The other way these people have met me is that I was occasionally coaching fencing there. So
okay.
It's just, you know, and my daughter is a sixth grader there. So it has a quirky environment anyhow. So I don't think they were that thrown by anything. Like, I'd never thought of doing a play before, but that's a common thing they've done in all the other disciplines. So they've done little plays and little vignettes and things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I thought, hey, we can do that.
Sure. All right, let's talk about things that you might be open to using but have not yet tried. Are there any of those things?
Give me some possible examples.
Let's see. Magic tricks. Activities using food. Let's see. Writing poems. Designing games.
I definitely want to design games with them and play games. Can you still hear me? I hit a button.
Yeah.
You can hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. I hit a button on the phone, and I was worried it was the mute one.
No, I can still hear you.
So I wanted to have them create games. It's just so natural with probability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we roll dice for something or another almost every class. So, you know, whether it's to take a sample or to generate some data or just to decide ties. That's actually an interesting thing when they were picking their groups for horses versus dinos. They decided to use random allocation.
Oh, my.
Which I thought, you know, would predict this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you would like to have the students design games. Is there some reason why you haven't done that yet?
Just we haven't had a chance yet. We will.
Okay.
You know, we're only a few weeks in. Because we started at Labor Day.
Okay.
But that's an activity that is encouraged at the school. So I've seen the math teacher have them make a game to reinforce a concept, and I've seen the history teacher have them make a game about a time period they were in, so that the, you know, so that's sort of something that they do there. I would like to focus more on the idea of having a fair game and using the probability aspects of it to make it a little more mathematically sophisticated.
Are there any fun element things that you would not be open to using?
Well, I don't want to perform too much.
Okay.
So, like, you know, you said a magic trick. Teaching them to do a magic trick or something might seem okay, but I don't, you know, not that I can do a magic trick, but I really want to avoid being a performer in there because it's way too easy for me to do. you know, so activities that make it less student-centered, less active learning, those I would want to be careful with. But I can't say that there's anything in particular I would say, oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Do you sing?
I do sing sometimes in class.
Okay.
it's not a particular talent of mine, but, you know. There's a mandatory music class. They actually all do violin.
Really?
They all have Latin. It's a weird school. It's wonderful. Having music in class would not be surprising. Mm-hmm. Like, something I thought we could do is write a parody song mm-hmm. for a concept together, you know, that.
Okay.
One trouble I have right now is that the generation gap is a little wider.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because my youngest student is 14.
Oh, I remember 14.
And so finding, like, a music that they all have in common was a little more difficult. College students, I was a little more dialed into.
Do you use technology when you use fun elements?
Our wireless is not working right now,
mm-hmm.
so I haven't been able to really, if I wanted to. I certainly, like, one thing I want to do is do, like, digital photography or things,
mm-hmm.
whether it's scavenger hunt or stuff like that, or I thought videos would also be something we could do at some point. But I don't really have the means to use technology in my classroom right
okay.
now.
You said you use these fun elements both in class and out of class. You use them in class, and the students also do things out of class. You've already said
mm-hmm.
that. Do you find any particular delivery system works better than another? If you have something printed on a page versus something that you do as an oral class activity versus an assignment that they do out of class. Do you find that any one of those works better than any other?
I try not to do a purely oral activity,
mm-hmm.
Just because I want them to have something to reference. So I don't, you know, even if we do an activity like it's a discussion, I make sure we get something written down.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if one works. I don't know that one necessarily works more than another.
Okay.
It probably depends on the individual students as much as anything else right now.
Sure.
My oldest two students, I could give them a daunting task on their own and they would go do it. My younger students would be dissuaded.
Mm-hmm.
If it became too complex. Like, I had them, they all thought they had Microsoft Excel at home on their computer, so I said, okay, well, take this data we came up with today and just make a bar graph for me in Excel. Some of them, it turned out, did not have Excel or didn't have access or it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And the older students handled it with more aplomb. They,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, you know what, I couldn't get the computer to work, so I did it by hand. Whereas the younger students just sort of, I couldn't make it work. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. We are almost done. So, you know, you're almost ready to leave and do something else with your day. but just a few more questions. Can you give me any additional information about hesitations you might have for using any particular fun elements?
Well, I have to be very sensitive to context.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like, I love the cartoon XKCD,
mm-hmm.
but I can't use it because it drops the F-bomb in almost...
Oh.
All of them. So one thing that makes it a little more difficult is having minor students needing to be more careful about funny things.
Right.
That's this one. And I always try and make sure that it's not just the fun that's memorable, but the actual statistics.
That needs to be relevant.
Yeah. You know, so... There's a certain amount, I think, that just any sort of humor can break down barriers in the classroom, which can be good. A lot of students are very nervous in a statistics class.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of humor, I think, can be beneficial there. But if you spend too much time on that, you don't get to the statistics, and then you become a performer rather than a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I just have one more question. Can you tell me anything more about your motivations for using these fun elements? What are you hoping to do with them? What are you hoping them that they will give you in the classroom?
Well, I think you learn by doing, and it's more fun to do fun things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want them, when I think of what's doing statistics, to think about making a big long table to calculate a standard distribution, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
things, you know, just that's not what I want them to think. Like in the calculus students, you always say, oh, what'd you learn in calculus? They go, oh, I've forgotten it all, but I remember you took the exponent, right? And I don't want that sort of answer. I would rather they say, oh, you know, making fun of these terrible surveys, I remember doing that. My students want to, like, bomb the local news channel 9 survey, because we were talking about how this is a voluntary response, this is not mm-hmm. a good way to do it, and it's very, you know, susceptible to manipulation too. And they're like, ooh, let's all get all our friends to call in on one of these. I thought, okay, that's a memorable experience. I'm not sure it's totally a good idea, but
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me?
Well, I'm in the honeymoon right now because it's only, you know, a couple weeks in. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll see. We'll see if I'm still as pleased later on. But in the past, using active learning and using humor has worked better than most things. So I suspect it'll be the same.
I do, too. I think so. Well, thank you so much for participating in this. I really appreciate it. And your name will be put into a hat for a drawing for a $25 gift card.
Is it a literal hat? Or?
I don't think so. I think it's a literal random digit generator.
No, that's like, because that's actually something in class. I just made me think of,
yeah.
like, we had a literal hat,
oh,
and our name's written on ships, and then,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah, no, I think actually we're going to use a random digit. Is what we'll do. But if you happen to be the winner, we will be contacting you.
Okay, well, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, thank
Enjoy
you
your
for
interviews.
Participating. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good day. Goodbye.
Thank you. Please stand by.